彼らが帰っていくと、見よ、主の使いが夢でヨセフに現れていった。立って幼子とその母を連れてエジプトへ逃げなさい。そして私が知らせるまでそこにいなさい。ヘロデがこの幼子を探し出して殺そうとしています。そこでヨセフは立って夜のうちに幼子とその母を連れてエジプトに逃れ、ヘロデが死ぬまでそこにいた。これは主が預言者を通して、私はエジプトから私の子を呼び出したと語られたことが成就するためであった。ヘロデは博士たちに欺かれたことがわかると激しく怒った。そして人を使わし、博士たちから詳しく聞いて、聞いていた時期に基づいてベツレヘムとその周辺一帯の2歳以下の男の子を皆殺させた。その時預言者エレミアを通して語られたことが成就した。ラマで声が聞こえる、むせび泣きと嘆きが、ラケルが泣いている、その子らのゆえに慰めを拒んでいる子らがもういないからだ。ヘロデが死ぬと、見よ、主の使いが夢でエジプトにいるヨセフに現れていった。立って幼子とその母を連れてイスラエルの地に行きなさい。幼子の命を狙っていた者たちは死にました。そこでヨセフは立って幼子とその母を連れてイスラエルの地に入った。しかしアルケラオが父ヘロドに代わってユダヤを治めているのと聞いたので、そこに行くのを恐れた。さらに夢で警告を受けたので、ガリラヤ地方に退いた。そしてナザレという町に行って住んだ。これは預言者たちを通して彼はナザレ人と呼ばれると語られたことが成就するためであった。
After the wise men left, a messenger of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Get up, take the child and his mother, and head to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you it is safe to leave. For Herod understands that Jesus threatens him and all he stands for. He is planning to search for the child and kill him, but you will be safe in Egypt. So Joseph got up in the middle of the night. He bundled up Mary and Jesus, and they left for Egypt.After a few months had passed, Herod realized he'd been tricked. The wise men were not coming back. Herod, of course, was furious. He simply ordered that all boys who lived in or near Bethlehem and were 2 years of age and younger be killed. He knew the baby king was this age because of what the wise men told him. This sad event had long been foretold by the prophet Jeremiah. A voice will be heard in Ramah, weeping and wailing and mourning out loud all day and night. The voice is Rachel's, weeping for her children who have been killed. She weeps and she will not be comforted. Joseph, Mary, and Jesus stayed in Egypt until Herod died.This fulfilled yet another prophecy. The prophet Hosea once wrote,Out of Egypt I called my son. And after Herod died, a messenger of the Lord appeared in the dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, You may go home now. Take the child and his mother and go back to the land of Israel, for the people who were trying to take the child's life are now dead. So Joseph got up and took Mary and Jesus and returned to the land of Israel. Soon he learned that Archelaus, Herod's oldest and notoriously brutal son, was ruling Judea. Archelaus might not be any friendlier than Herod had been. Joseph was simply afraid. He had another dream, and in this dream he was warned away from Judea. So Joseph decided to settle up north in a district called Galilee, in a town called Nazareth. And this too fulfilled what the prophets have taught.The Savior will be a Nazarene.
On the first Sunday in the season of Christmas, the gospel lection leads us to this passage, to Matthew chapter 2.
このクリスマス降誕節の季節の最初の聖書の箇所、福音書の箇所はマタイの福音書の2章になります。
Wise men had come from the east to find and to worship the Savior King.
東方の博士たちがこの新しく生まれた救い主、王なる救い主を見にやってきました。
And hearing about this, King Herod, a very ruthless ruler, was afraid that he and his descendants would lose power. So he commands the death of all boys aged 2 and below.
で、この新しい王が生まれるということを知らせを聞いたヘロデ王、このその時の、ね、悪事を働いていたヘロデ王は、その知らせに恐れをなして、2歳以下の子供たちをすべて、ね、皆殺しにするようにそういう命令を出しました。
And this is historically known as the massacre of the innocents.
でこれは幼児虐殺という言葉で、ね、歴史的にも知られている出来事になります。
I'd like you to think about the great pain as every family suffered and mourned the needless genocide of their sons.
であの時まあ、2歳以下の子供たちが皆殺しにあったわけなんですけども、そういった小さな子供たちを失った家族または親たちのその痛み、心の痛みをぜひね思い浮かべてみてください。
Anyone who has lost a child understands this pain, but we can even imagine it today as we see Ukrainian, Palestinian, Sudanese and Burmese families that are suffering today in our world as well.
で子供を幼くして失ってしまった経験のある方々はその痛み苦しみを、よく、ご存知かと思います。と同時に今日この世界を見渡すときにウクライナ、パレスチナ、スーダン、ミャンマーの人々も今同じ苦しみに遭っていることを覚えます。
Joseph and Mary and Jesus also suffered.
そしてヨセフとマリア、そしてイエス様、新しく生まれたばかりのイエス様も同じ苦しみの中に、ありました。
First, they had to flee suddenly in the night and leave their home nation, their culture, and be separated from those who shared their same faith and language.
で、そういう危険があるという、知らせを受けたヨセフとマリアとイエス様は、すぐ生まれてすぐに、イエス様が生まれてすぐに、エジプトに、移り渡ります。そこは、まあ、自分たちが慣れ親しんだ文化からは離れていたし、自分たちと同じ言語を話す人々からも離れていた。違う言語を話すこと、言語を話す人々に囲まれていた見知らぬ地だったわけです。
As refugees to Egypt for probably at least two or three years, it would have been a span of actually closer to 6 years from the time Joseph and Mary left Nazareth.To go to Bethlehem in the first place for the census.
で、そのエジプトで約2年から3年過ごしたと思われているんですけども、つまりは最初に、ナザレを旅立ってから人口調査のために、またベツレヘムに帰ってくるまで大体6年間のスパンがあったと思われます。
So that means that they would have lost a lot of their livelihood up until that point, as well as their time with their family, and they would have in a sense lost their very home.
なので6年間も家からずっと離れて旅をしていて、やっと6年後帰ってきたので、その時それまで飼っていた家畜または家もきっとボロボロになっていた、そういう状況の中で家に帰ってきたわけです。
And anyone here who has ever lived an extended time in a nation other than the one that they were born and raised in has experienced the depth of loneliness and struggle.
で、自分が生まれ育った場所とは違うどこか他の国だったり他の場所で、生きて、生活をしている暮らしたことがある方々なら、そこで、暮らす、寂しさだったり、辛さというものを苦しみというものをしているかと思います。
But how much more for these three who didn't leave because they chose to but because they had to in order to survive、
そういった苦しみがある中で、特にこの3人、イエス様、マリアとヨセフとイエス様は自分たちが選んで他の地に行ったわけではなくて、そうせざるを得なかった、そういう状況にあったことも覚えます。
It's a painful choice that families today still make from Syria, Afghanistan, Vietnam, Haiti, Rwanda and the people of the Jewish faith who lived in Europe during the Second World War. All of these people from these places have had to make similar choices.
でそういった同じように自分たちの選択で他の場所に移り住んだのではなくて、どう、強制的にあるいはそうせざるを得ずに別の場所に移り住んだ方々が今もこの世界に多くいます。シリアの方々、アフガニスタンの方々、ベトナム、ハイチ、ルワンダ、そして世界中に移り住んでいるユダヤ人の方々がそういった苦しみの中にあります。
Now, all of us have, or certainly will, face and experience some kind of pain and suffering in our lives, whether it's the death of a relationship, or the death of a loved one, a life-threatening disease, or victims of poverty and corruption.
そして、私たち全ての人に、言えることだと思うんですけども、私たちがこの地上の人生を歩んでいると、何かしらの悲しみ、苦しみに直面することがあります。それは、ある人との関係が終わってしまうことだったり、または愛する人たちがその命を失ってしまう、または命を脅かすほどの病気にかかってしまう、または貧困や荒廃、政治的な荒廃の犠牲者になってしまう。
That doesn't sound very Christmassy and joyful, does it?
でそういったことをこう思い浮かべていくと、あまりこうクリスマスっていう感じでもないし、喜びっていう言葉からも反対のことかと思います。
But the lection intentionally brings us to this to let us know that Jesus, God with us, comes to this world for that very reason.
ただこの聖書箇所、特にマタイの福音書2章にあるようにイエス様、神が共におられるお方が、私たち共におられいてくださるお方が、だからこそこの地に来てくださった、そこに大きな理由があります。
Jesus knows, understands, and even experiences suffering.
イエス様もそういった苦しみをよく知っておられます、よく分かっておられます、そしてご自身も経験しておられます。
And his divine purpose includes an end to all suffering someday, something that all humans deeply long for.
そしてイエス様がこの地に来てくださったということ、イエス様がこの地に来てくださったということは、そういったすべての苦しみをいつの日か完全に終わらせる、そして私たちが何よりも望んでいる、それがその苦しみから解放されること、それをもたらすためにイエス様は来てくださったんです。
So this morning we want to end our Advent and Christmas series A Deeper Longing with a testimony by someone who is very dear to meme.
そして今日この深い渇きシリーズをしてきました最後の日曜日になりますが、ジョイさんもね、愛するある人の証を聞きたいと思います。
When I got married, not only did I get the best wife, God also blessed me with the best mother-in-law.
ジョイさんがクリスとね、結婚した時には本当に素晴らしい妻をが与えられただけじゃなくて、素晴らしい義理のお母さんも与えられました。
She has endured many setbacks and hardships, especially in these last 10 years, including being diagnosed with myasthenia gravis, a chronic autoimmune disease that creates weakness in your muscles.
特にここ10年の、最近10年の彼女の人生をよく見てみると、本当に困難の連続だったと言えるかと思います。MG っていう重症筋無力症っていう、こう自分の免疫に、こう不具合が生じてしまうために、こう体がうまく動かせなくなってしまう、そういう病気に彼女はかかっています。
Last year she had a heart attack. This year she had cancer.
去年は心臓発作を起こし、今年はがんにかかってしまいました。
So it has been hard for her and for her family.
なので彼女にとっても、また彼女の家族にとっても、とても大変な時期を今歩んでいます。
But she has persevered through itAnd she has taught me so much about faith and about joy, even in suffering.
それでも彼女はその中を忍耐して歩んで来られました。そしてジョエルさんも彼女からそういった苦しみの中にある時にでも信仰を持つこと、そして喜びを持つこと、そのことを教えてくれています。
So I think that she is a great example for all of us.Someone whom we can learn from and someone from whom we can find great encouragement.
なので、今私たちが歩んでいるこのテーマにおいては、彼女が本当に素晴らしい模範、素晴らしいたくさんのことを私たちに教えてくれるかと思います。
And I want to encourage you to do something too. If today you find something helpful and hopeful from her testimony, can I ask you to take a moment to write it down either in English or Japanese and send that to me later?
で今日これからね彼女の証を見るわけなんですけども、もしその証を聞いた後に何か心に刺さるもの、心に残るものがあったらぜひそれを書き留めて、日本語でも英語でも構いません、自分で書き留めてジョエルさんに送っていただけたらと思います。
Since she's not here, she can't even travel to Japan anymore, but she lovesThis church and she prays for everybody. And I think she would really receive some encouragement from your prayers, your reflection from her testimony, and your encouragement to her as well.
この私たち水戸教会のことを本当に深く愛しておられ、いつも祈ってくださっている。なので私たちからの応答、感じたことも彼女に伝えることができたら、彼女のための励ましにもなるかと思っています。
So let's go ahead and listen to her testimony, and then we'll close our worship.
それでは彼女の証を聞いてみましょう。
Hello, Mito Church family and friends. My name is Gail Hanaoka.My daughter is Kristen Osborne and my dear son-in-law is Joel. I am grateful for this opportunity to share my journey with God through the harder times in this life and how God has been ever faithful. God's loving and caring presence is with us all the time, even through illness and suffering. It is my heartfelt prayer that God that no matter what difficulties you may encounter in your own life, that you will freely talk to God, knowing He loves you so much that He sent His very own beloved sinless Son, Jesus Christ, to die in our place so that we can be with Him forever in the new heaven and earth to come. Now I would like to share my journey with you.In recent years, I have faced several times near death due to health issues. My latest near death experience was when I had a 100% blocked artery in my heart. The ambulance came to my house to drive me to the hospital emergency department, which is 10 minutes away.A wonderful cardiologist who literally had his hands in helping to save my life later told me that if I had gotten there 2 minutes later, I would not have survived. Fortunately, there wasn't a long freight train blocking the tracks that the ambulance needed to cross, so that was fortunate. I remember...As I was in the ambulance that I was clutching my chest because of the intense pain, and I kept saying, Oh God, oh God. I was not afraid, but I found myself instinctively calling out to my Father God, knowing and sensing His presence. I have survived a number of near-death experiences before while I've been in various hospitals.It has given me opportunity to share about my faith and Jesus and to show to medical staff, including my doctors, the peace that Jesus has secured forever for all who believe. I am grateful for the many believers who pray for my family and those of you at Mito Church. Through the years, I know God can physically heal me at any time.I pray for perseverance and opportunity to share the goodness of God that is not just based on health, ease of daily living, or free from troubles. I want to be open to whatever God has for me and to live according to His plans and purposes and not my own. God has used Experiencing God, a wonderful book that has helped shape my perspective in joining God in what He is doing around us and through us. God has used this idea to grow my relationship with him through the years, and God keeps refining me. He shares his heart and purposes, not only for myself, but for others. I used to live an active life. I even flew to Japan a number of times, which I thoroughly enjoyed. Here at home, I enjoyed being involved in other activities and ministries. Now, I am limited in what I can do and where I can go. I have faced all the recent medical challenges, including cancer. God's every moment presence enables me not to have any fear of dying, knowing his truth stands forever. God has given me the precious ministry of prayer, which I confess I did much less of when I was physically active. Thankfully, the Holy Spirit, the helper, is present to guide and direct my prayers, as I can get so easily distracted. Finally, I close with one of my favorite Bible passages titled, in the New English Standard Version, The New Heaven and the New Earth, from Revelations 21:4-7. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and he will be, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them. And this verse I really like. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more, neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain. The former things have passed away. And he said, and he who was seated on the throne said, behold, I am making all things new. Also he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. He said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give from the spring of water of life without payment. The one who conquers will have this heritage, and I will be his God, and they will be my son. Amen, and may God bless you and keep you and each of you. And thank you again for this opportunity to share the goodness of God. Bye.